USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump spoke before returning from vacation. He said he disagreed with economists who warned that his policies threatened to trigger a recession.
Our consumers are rich. I gave a tremendous tax cut, and they're loaded up with money. They're buying. I saw the Walmart numbers. They were through the roof just 2 days ago. That's better than any poll.
And the president also blasted the Fox News poll that shows him failing to break even 40% when facing Democrats in the 2020 election. On NBC's Meet the Press, former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford said he's thinking about challenging the president in the Republican primaries.
The route that we're going right now not only has implications in terms of the Republican Party going forward, but real implications in terms of every young person's ability to sustain the American dream. If you look at the debt and deficit numbers right now, we are in troubling waters.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Tips from the public have led to the arrests of three men in three states in unconnected cases. A 22-year-old in Connecticut, a 20-year-old in Ohio, and in Florida, Volusia County Sheriff Michael Chitwood says Tristan Scott Wicks of Daytona Beach is under arrest.
When you look at this kid's background, he is the profile of a shooter. He's 24 years old. He lost his job. He lost his girlfriend. He's depressed. He's got the ammunition, and he wants to become known for being the most prolific killer in American history.
The far-right organizers of the rally in Portland, Oregon over the weekend that drew left-wing counter-protesters say they accomplished their goal. President Trump tweeted that Portland was being watched very closely and that major consideration is being given to naming Antifa an organization of terror. The organizer of the right-wing Proud Boys says he's pleased that it attracted the president's attention. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Actor Kiefer Sutherland has had to cancel some tour dates, USA's John Hunt reports.
Actor and singer Kiefer Sutherland suffered a serious injury that caused him to cancel the remaining three stops on his European tour. Sutherland said in an Instagram post that he slipped on the steps of his tour bus, injuring a rib, making it difficult to breathe and impossible to sing. Sutherland said on social media, "I'm so sorry for any inconvenience that I've caused to the fans who have bought tickets. I'll do everything I can to make it up to you." Sutherland had been on tour in Europe in support of his record Reckless and Me. The singer also took to Twitter, poking a little fun at himself. He said, "Thank you for all your incredible kindness and support. We'll be back on the road before you know it, and I promise I'll be more careful walking downstairs on a moving bus." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Representatives of more than 180 nations have begun a 12-day meeting in Switzerland to talk about protections for vulnerable species. The envoys to the World Wildlife Conference on Trade in Endangered Fauna and Flora will take up issues like the ivory trade that endangers elephants and the demand for shark fin soup that is taking a severe toll on shark populations. The envoys gather every 3 years to try to make sure that global trade doesn't put wildlife survival at risk. This one comes 3 months after the first comprehensive UN report on biodiversity, which warned that more than a million species of plants and animals are in danger of extinction. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.